All right. Hello, folks.
Hello.
We're back again.
Your mic seems very low.
No, it's just always that way.
Oh.
I always have to turn it up in post.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Just nudge it up a little.
I don't want to do that right now. That means I have to move.
That's fair. That's a very fair point. Welcome back to Bitters, Brews, and Laughs. I'm Colin.
And I'm Alexander. you know this drill by now if you've been here enough times.
Yes. You know the chaos that this is.
If you're new here, thanks for joining us.
Yes.
Welcome.
Oh, shit.
You can
go
listen to previous episodes to learn about merch and all that crap. We're going to skip that for now.
I had merch. I found the merch.
Oh, you did find
it? I did find the merch. It was downstairs in like a bag that I hadn't touched since I moved.
Ah.
Yeah. I found it. I was like, oh, the merch. And Hannah's like, what? I found the merch.
You found the merch.
But I don't know where I put it. I think it's downstairs.
Cool. Great. Excellent.
Hannah, can you bring the merch, please? Please? Hannah.
On a different note.
Hannah.
It's, hopefully you're doing well wherever you may be.
Yes.
I'm sure it's hot as balls where you are.
Yes.
As it is for just about everybody.
Yeah. It's a lot.
At least today is for here in the Kansas City metropolitan
area.
It's going to finally dip a little bit in temperature. Thank God.
Oh, I didn't trim my face.
Finally, for a bit. So there'll be a little bit of a reprieve. It's amazing how nice 85 degrees feels after it's been like 94 with a, like 101 heat index.
Yep.
You go, wow, this is nice.
It was 104 in heat index the other day. It was bad.
I did not. It only got bad at around like 2:30, 3 o'clock in the afternoon. The morning was fine. Actually, it was nice.
The days like that are the reason why I pay so much money for a remote start on my car. Because I can't deal. I don't like to sweat. Sweating upsets me.
That's fair. Well, with that concluded, we're going to jump into the drink for today. Let's go talk some libations.
Yes.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's time to embrace your inner Italian, even though I'm not Italian whatsoever. 100%. Got Aperol Spritzes today. This is, again, the A through Z series, so we're still in the A's. We'll be moving to the B's here probably the next episode, because I'm not going to do every fucking thing out of the booze Bible, because, I just feel like that would be kind of shitty of me to do to the author, where I've partially learned some of these, you know, items from. So, that being said, Aperol Spritzes are incredibly simple to make. It's three parts Aperol, two parts soda water, and forgive me, I'm missing something.
Prosecco.
Yeah. So, sorry. Three parts Prosecco. It's equal parts Prosecco, Aperol, top with soda water. So you do three part, two part.
Yes.
Now, that's just one of the specs I know. There are many different variations on how strong you want, if you want more Prosecco forward, if you want more Aperol, or you want it more diluted. Again, make it to your liking, but if you ever find yourself in certain areas of Italy in the summer, this is the drink of Italian summers, and this is a very commonly consumed beverage over there.
I think I wore this shirt last episode.
Well, we promise you it's not being filmed on the same day, because I don't think I'm in the same attire.
No.
And no, I didn't just... I did pack a crash bag. Different story entirely.
Yeah.
Don't need to get into that here. Anyways, Aperol Spritzes, everybody. Cheers.
Cheers. Happy summer. Oh, happy Pride Month, because it'll be the very end of Pride Month. So...
They're simple. They're dangerous.
Yes.
And they go down like water.
Yep.
One little side addition that I usually have in these is a big ass slice of fresh orange.
But I'm a heathen and I don't keep fruit in my house.
So
sorry, I was cosplaying as
And there was a minimal amount of ice too. So I made do with what was available. So usually you want to do just put a shitload of ice in your, it served in wine glasses, did stemless because they're easier to clean that way. But do a shitload of ice in there. And if you're going to do a lot of ice, then use stemmed generally. That's what I would recommend. If you're going to do a whole lot of crushed ice in there, which is what you want, use a stemmed wine glass, serve it in. But that being said, now you know. Aperol Spritz, go make yourself one. It's great. It's easy to do. A bottle of Aperol is like $23. And it'll last you, well, it depends on how much you drink.
We don't know what our audience, how much our audience drinks.
I don't know. Yeah, I'm not a heavy consumer.
I'm not either.
Well, I just choose not to. I can handle a lot of alcohol, but yeah. I just choose not to because I don't want to do that to myself.
Yeah. Mike Tyson, that's who I was trying to think of earlier.
Oh.
In my house.
Oh, okay.
Hi, I'm Mike Tyson with Encyclopedia Britannica.
Mike Tyson's a rad dude. He's got his own brand of weed.
He does. He does have his own brand of weed.
Which is hilarious. He's a completely different person. He's a completely different person, especially when he is on weed.
I thought you were going to say he's a completely different person now than he was back then. I was like, yeah, concussions will do that to you.
Well, that too, but he's... it benefits him in a certain way. A lot of ways. Yeah. And he's much more... He's calmer. He's much more collected.
Yeah. Weed is an amazing, amazing thing.
For him, it really aids him in living a better life. I don't think... In where I stand, I don't think... And this is going to jump into the quick little topic that we'll get into and we'll ditch quick because we'll just say our one, we'll say our piece and be out.
Yep.
But people that are demonized, you know, anything, it's like you don't have a perspective on it if you never experienced it before in your life.
Yes.
So don't sit on your fucking soapbox and just go, it's bad. Bad. Bam. Don't like it. Like people demonize. Well, I mean, like the cigar industry or like people that smoke pipes, all even out sometimes alcohol. It just depends on,
I mean,
the person.
Yeah.
All these different vices people want to demonize. It's like, well, if you've never done it, how do you know? Have you ever talked to people that are consumers of a substance that aren't abusive users? Because the vast majority of people that imbibe responsibly are great people. So get off your fucking high horse.
Yes.
And go experience things. Go try it. There's no harm in trying something.
You can also have an opinion without trying to force that opinion on other people.
Yeah. Or if you just go, I don't
enjoy that personally. You do you.
Yeah.
That's the best phrase.
Yes.
How you should fucking live by. You do you.
And it applies to the current instance of.
Yes.
Everyone knows about the Roe v. Wade thing.
It's fresh news for us.
Where we stand is just don't tell people what the fuck to do.
Yeah.
Just fuck off.
Yes. Women deserve to be able to choose what to do with their own bodies.
America was founded on the ideal. Well, it was established based upon crime, freedom. But we did it mostly through crime.
Yep.
And telling people to fuck off.
Yep.
And we're going to do what we want to do.
Yep.
And everybody was just content with that.
Yep.
So that's our piece about that.
Yes.
Take it for what you will. Yes. Make assumptions. I don't care.
Yes. So the story that I wanted to tell on this glass here. Hold on a second. So if you're on Spotify now, by the way, Spotify has this cool little feature. You may or may not notice a tiny little video in the on the bottom little player there. If you tap on that, you can actually see our faces. And
I don't know why you'd want to, but you can do that if you so choose.
I have this really cool glass from KC Soda Company that I was up in North Kansas City with my coworker doing my job. I'm in IT, whatever. And we were just kind of like, okay, hey, let's go get lunch. We're close enough to this place that I really like. We'll go to it. Cool. And then while we were sitting there, I was like, we still got like 45 minutes because our other coworker who told the customer when we were going to be there was like, yeah, they'll be there at like 1, and it was 12:15 and we were 2 minutes away. So I was like, you want to go down to River Market and go to Casey Soda Company? Like, fuck it, sure. So we fucked off down to there, and I walked in and I was showing him around, and I was just like, the guy who was there was not the normal person that I meet normally. It's I cannot remember her name to save my life. She's awesome though. But I walked up and I was just like, I don't know if I've ever met you. I'm normally in here because I actually, when I bought soda here for the first time, that's what inspired me to start my soda TikTok, the tasting TikTok or whatever. And like, I always shout you guys out because I love it. And he's like, oh, that's awesome. Do you want a glass?
Nice.
And he gave me a free glass.
Nice.
And I'm like, is this what it's like being an influencer? I don't even have that much influence, but is this like what it's like being an influencer? Because that's super cool. Not that I'm like, okay, cool. If I have influencer status, I'm going to walk around and be like, hey, I'm this big shot. Can I get free shit? No, I'll be happy. I'm like, it's like, because, well, and this is like the shop that started it.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, this is fucking awesome. And I think he was like the owner. And he's like, we really appreciate you shouting us out because we're, you know, we're a small business or whatever. I'm like, of course. And that was really cool. He even gave me like an extra 5%, or I think it was like a 5% discount or whatever. It's like, you don't have to do that, but thank you. It was the coolest thing.
That's right. Yeah. I've gotten a free beer glass from one of my favorite little local breweries. It's not Boulevard. Boulevard's a much larger local brewing company. Boulevard's awesome.
Yeah, we do love Boulevard.
But so Martin City Brewing Company, which is like 5 minutes from where I'm at. I went there close to, it was like a few days before my 24th birthday. That also happened.
Just have a happy birthday button.
I still have to pay extra money to rent a car.
Yep.
Stupid. Even though I have a clean record in terms of for everything. So, you know, whatever. Okay.
It is what it is.
Besides that,
it is what it is.
I mean, I don't really need to rent a freaking car anyways. So,
yeah.
I went there and we were talking to the guy, and then my mother was like, he's been coming here since, you know, since I was like 6. Like since my family moved here, we've been going.
For the record, it's not just a bar; it's a bar and grill. Like they've got food and shit, not just bar food.
They do, yeah. They originally were a smaller. It's still a tiny little kitchen. So now they have a pizzeria as well. Their pizza is awesome too. They have a pizzeria tap room, and then they have the pub now. It's called the Coast to Coast Pub. It's fucking so good. They have really good seafood dishes in there. They have a lot of great menu items, especially if you like oysters. I'm a whore for oysters, if they're good. And they're cheap, too. They raised them by $1 for their Wednesday happy hour special. But on Wednesdays, originally it was $1 oyster night. So each half shell oyster on the half shell was $1 an oyster, which is dirt cheap for oyster. That is nothing. And they raised it only up by $1. So it was $2. That's still dirt cheap for oysters, and their oysters are phenomenal. They're the best oysters I've had since I was in Washington, D.C. at Old Ebbets Tavern in D.C., where they literally were pulling them off the bay in the D.C. area.
Oh, shit.
Shucking them fresh. And those were like 5 times the price.
Like $10 an oyster?
Yeah.
Good God.
So I can go there, get a beer for really cheap, too. So a beer plus a dozen oysters for like $13.
That's pretty great.
It's awesome. Anyways, I got a completely free beer glass. So there's like, oh, well, you can just take that glass home with you. And I went, cool. Okay.
That's pretty cool.
It was awesome. Speaking of people getting free shit, I don't know if I mentioned this on the last episode, but there was a phenomenal story about there's this guy now. He's called the Michelob guy. There was this dude from Missouri.
Of course.
At a golf event watching Tiger Woods play. One of the greatest players of all time in the sport of golf.
People? Player? Yes.
And that's a whole different can of worms. Yeah. I don't care. He's a phenomenal fucking golf player. He's outstanding.
Yes.
But he's just standing there, just palming his beer like this in his hands, watching one of the greatest players of the sport take a swing while everybody else that's standing next to him has their phones out horizontally in front of their face trying to get a picture. Michelob saw that, contacted him, gave him his own merchandise line.
Yes.
And are sticking him on Michelob cans for a limited run.
That's fucking awesome. I will literally go buy a Michelob can just
and
for
he's
that.
And he's now like called Michelob. The Michelob guy.
I'd love that. Actually, I don't know if I've had a Michelob.
And now you watch. Everybody now at sporting events is going to try and hold a beer or something to try and get free shit out of a company.
Oh, yeah. No, you got to be the first.
Because people are that shallow. Mm-hmm. This guy didn't intend to do that at all.
He's just a cool guy.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know the dude personally, but...
Yeah. It was one of the greatest things I had ever seen. But I just knew upon seeing that fucking people are going to just try and get free shit.
Oh, for sure.
From companies now.
Also, if I remember it, Future Colin, edit in a picture of Michelob guy. And just, I don't know, show...
Yeah.
The man, the myth, the legend.
Because the tweet they had posted said... We found a hashtag the Michelob guy. As you can imagine, Mark was hard to reach. He provided it's only worth it if you enjoy it. Or sorry, he provided Jesus. He proved it's only worth it if you enjoy it. So we immortalized him with some merch. Grab a tee and rock it at the next golf event for a chance to win some free Ultra.
We'd love that.
And it's just him on the... He'll edit the photo in. Him on the shirt and the hat standing there. And then there's him on the cans.
I love that.
And they were going to do one that was colored too. It's hilarious.
This freaking dude.
Yeah. And then they were doing a poll to see whether they should have the can be white or blue. And it's just hilarious.
Oh, man, the world we live in with social media is fucking wild.
It is wild. And people are still... terrified that Elon Musk is buying Twitter. I think it's hilarious.
I thought they put a stop to that.
Oh, no.
I thought they said, nah, you know what? Hold on a second.
No, they already have given in some of his into his demands.
Oh.
He's already to acquire the... It'll be a while before he acquires Twitter, but he's getting Twitter.
Speaking of Elon Musk, did you hear... I think it was... I don't want to say this wrong.
His kid.
His kid. I think daughter is... what they identify as now, wanted to change both their first and last name because, one, the first name to affirm their new gender that they believe that they are, which is awesome. And also the last name because they don't want to be associated with Elon anymore.
She'll still want his money.
Oh, for sure.
She'll still want daddy's money. Here's my...
I don't blame you. If you've got free shit, dude, just take it.
Here's my thing, though. So if you're going to change your last name because you literally don't want to be associated, then that means you have no right to that money anymore.
Correct.
Like, okay, I hope you weren't planning on getting, you know, like millions of dollars from your papa because that's probably not going to happen now.
Honestly, if they just decide... fuck it. I don't care about the money. I don't want to be associated with him anymore. That's it.
That's if more that power is, to them. That's your choice. Cool.
Yeah, more power to him.
You know, you moved all your stuff out of California for a good reason. Because it's just lunacy.
California's weird.
Yeah.
They've got like some really, really good policies and then also really,
and
really
then a
backwards.
Lot of really.
Like,
just total backwards shit.
Speaking of the backwards shit being slapping a label on everything. Oh, this may cause cancer. Oh, this water might cause cancer. Cool. Guess I'll die.
California, where's the warning label for the sun?
He said this earlier, and I'm shocked it didn't come up before now. This is great.
Well, so, yeah, I was talking about like FDA regulatory stuff, and I had read. Some guy had mentioned, it's like, hey, FDA, where's my cancer warning for the sun? Because
they can't govern the sun.
Well, it's fucking there.
They just set up a new spaceship that just they expands could. Up into a giant FDA label that says may cause cancer when you not, look up at the sun.
Not to go tinfoil hat, but by technicality, in some way, I don't. It's total nonsense. Don't take any of this as truth at all, because nothing. Well, some things I say are true and provable facts that you need to go look up and yes. read yourself. But with stay-at-home orders happening, that was technically them enforcing people to stay inside to avoid getting skin cancer.
What?
It's a total... Take none of it as truth, okay? This is a total just word vomit statement. But I would love to see if the statistical numbers between that period of time where there were stay-at-home orders and nobody went outside, basically, if the number of cases of like melanoma, skin cancers went down.
I know for me, it definitely didn't change a thing because I had about a week and a half where I didn't do shit and I stayed at home. And then they're like, yeah, we're essential. Threw me back out in the field. I'm like, all right. I mean, honestly, I was going fucking insane sitting inside, though. I don't work well from home.
Oh, yeah. Well, and they wonder why, like, alcohol consumption is really just substance consumption is through the roof. It's because you kept people locked inside their house for months. Months. People are just stir crazy. And then in addition to that, a wide variety of things are going awry. You good? Is it picking? Is your...
I'm watching it pick you up and I'm turning it. So I'm seeing if it changes because of my ADHD.
Your microphone picking me up. That happens from time to time.
But no, keep talking now.
I'm not editing that. That's staying in.
That's fair.
Okay, that's part of my character. Can't get rid of that.
Yes.
What was I? Yeah, people are stir crazy. And then on top of that, after all of that finally kind of washes over, they're like, oh, you need to get more shots. Like, well, then why the fuck did I get it in the first place if it essentially doesn't last? Because therefore, I would say you shouldn't call it a vaccine at that point.
Yeah.
Generally speaking. I mean, yeah, sure, the flu is a vaccine, but at least the flu vaccines, all of them have been, they last a whole fucking year.
Yeah.
Before you have to get another one.
It's just the difference in the virus. I mean, because you still have to get boosters for other things.
Yeah, but like a tetanus booster, you only need it every 10 fucking years.
Yeah. I got my tetanus booster the last time I was at the doctor. And the last time I'd gotten, I was genuinely terrified because the last time I got a fucking tetanus booster, it fucking hurt. Turns out the nurse who gave me the shot the last time just fucking sucked. Because this one, in, out. I was like, wait, really? Like, yep, I'm done. I'm like, I barely fucking felt that.
Yeah, the last tetanus booster I got, I had to get it because I got bit by a mouse.
Oh.
Before the Thanksgiving holiday, mind you.
Well, fuck.
It was a wild mouse.
Oh, okay.
Granted, they weren't worried about it having anything of rabies because they really have never seen them carry rabies. And even if it did, the large predators are going to eat the small fucking rodent before it probably likely would get to me anyways.
Yep.
So, yeah, all I had to do was get a tetanus shot. And, excuse me. And that was that. And just watch for potential signs of rabies in the event that I did contract rabies and would have to go in and get
all the fucking shots.
Yes.
I forgot I had a Hudson Hawk.
I don't remember. Don't they administer those via your ass?
Or
do
they do it stomach.
Through your abdomen?
I thought it was right here. I thought it was your abdomen, but I don't know. Abdomen.
I don't remember how they do it because I never had to get it. I mean, I remember being instructed about how they were done. I think it was my high school, like freshman year health class or my fifth grade. I think it was my freshman year in high school's health class where we had like a little fucking unit on rabies for some reason. Like, okay. Like, don't get rabies and then wear a rubber when she fucking sucks you off. That was kind of the gist of it.
Oh my God.
Sexual education is not done well.
No, it's not.
It never was done well.
That would fix so many things.
It was incredibly confusing.
But nobody wants to talk about that. Ah, that's it. That's all I'm talking. Start. Stopping.
Yeah.
Stopping. Just do sexual education better.
I don't understand why it's such a taboo item, too. Like, people fuck. That's how you got here.
Yes. Well,
two people, unless you're an IVF child. You're
a turkey baster baby.
Yeah. But in general, two people got together, fucked, and then you showed up.
Yeah.
And then the way your fucking create your parents got there was then their parents got together and fucked, and it just goes down the fucking line. Probably there's a rape in your family lineage somewhere.
Ah.
Like, generally speaking, I guarantee you that's probably a highly likely case.
Which is really unfortunate. But, yeah.
That's just kind of how it was.
Yeah.
It's like when people talk about the whole slavery debates that people have. No one's saying slavery is a good thing.
No.
No one says that. Well, unless you're in Africa and then there are people that still enslave other Africans.
I'm sure there's some Southerners that would say that's probably a good thing, but it's not.
The vast majority of people do not agree that slavery is a good idea. Like, it's just, no, it's not good. But fucking, where was I going with this? I had my train, and then the train has been derailed. We'll circle back.
Circle back.
1 second.
Let's put a pin in it. We'll just doink.
Because what the fuck were we on before?
You mentioned that there's probably rape in someone's lineage and then to slavery.
Yes. Okay. So a lot of people go, well, I would never, if I was in that time period, I would never do that. I would never, my ass.
Literally, you'd have a whole different mindset of what everything
you would have been doing what everybody else was doing at that time.
Yeah.
Now, granted, yes, at least in this country, there was a section of the nation that thought, yeah, that shit's bad. So you could have been in that department, or you could have been in the secondary department where you thought, no, this is the way it's supposed to be and this is how it is. Don't stand there and tell me that you would be better than everybody else would have been at that time. You would have done the same shit that any other person would have been doing at that period in time.
Yeah.
Like, quit thinking that you're fucking, you know, a higher level human being. We have not changed that much.
Or they could have been one of like the few and rare amazing people in history, like Rosa Parks and stuff like that, people that participated in the Underground Railroad and stuff like that. Like, maybe that's a hard maybe. You could have been like that, but so many people were just not.
It's a hard maybe. Yeah. Like,
and it's most of the time, it's not even the fact that you're actively engaging in something. It's if you're not saying anything, you're complacent and you're allowing it to happen.
And the vast majority of people, that's just how they were.
Yep.
Because they had shit going on that they needed to deal with. And that was just the way of the times. And everybody gets on everybody else's ass for shit that happened in the past that wasn't supposed to rhyme, but it did. Listen. Sometimes I rhyme things unintentionally. That happens on the rare occasion. That's not a common occurrence. So I feel slightly proud of myself. Even though pride is a great sin. Anyways. What?
My brain somehow, I think my wave, my brain waves got crossed with some racist Southerner or homophobic Southerner for half a second there. Because you said pride is a great sin. I was like, wait. It's fucking stupid.
Not to get all religious on you or nothing, but
for the reference, I'm a little, you know, And we're both fully supportive of the LGBTQ community. So that's not me being homophobic. I'm just, my brain was just like, wait. That shouldn't have made me laugh as much as it did, but it did. And we'll just keep it at that.
There's a, this is about to get serious for just a second. So there's a phenomenal, piece of writing in the Talmud, which is the second holiest. I'm probably butchering that. Forgive me, anyone who's Jewish, if I butchered that. But it's like the second holiest work in the Jewish religion, next to the Bible, the Old Testament. Mm-hmm. And there is a line in there, and it's, I don't remember exactly, and I'm paraphrasing, but it's, so specifically it's relating to when like a religiously devoted Jew dies, but I think it could relate to anybody. When you die, God will ask you, or whatever deity you want to, you know, whatever your shtick is.
Yeah.
That individual will ask you, did you partake in every permitted pleasure? Think about that. Mind opening. Because if you believe that there is a higher, if you're a spiritual person or whatever, if you have a feeling that there's, you know, something over the hump, so to speak.
I don't know if anyone speaks like that.
Listen, man, I'm making generalized assumptions. Okay. I'll eat my fucking words if I'm wrong. I don't care. That's fine with me. I've eaten my words plenty of times in my life.
Bring in the work. I don't know. It's like, just does this and someone walks in with a giant, like, old leather bound book. You're like, what is that? And you're like, oh, it's this, what you were just talking about. We're like, oh, where did you get that?
Oh, no, the Talmud's huge. It's like the Encyclopedia Britannica. It's giant. It's a huge fucking book.
I just thought back to the Mike Tyson joke.
Just like, you drop that thing on the table, like Harry Potter style, and it would just hit the table. Everything would come off the table like an inch, and dust would just go everywhere.
Let's be honest, it would break this table.
Yes, it would probably break this table.
For reference, I don't think you guys can see this on the camera, but there's a table that's beneath here that was an Amazon special, basically, is what I'm going to call it. It was like $28. It's literally like thin veneer, like, you know, like your interior doors that have like the thin veneer on either side. If you like punched it slightly, it would break and there'd be a hollow interior. It's basically that. And it's so bad, but I was very cheap and I thought it would be good. I mean, it's still here. I bought it like 2 years ago.
Like, everybody gives IKEA a lot of crap. It's well deserved. Don't get me wrong.
They make some good stuff.
But IKEA has its place. And what its place is in the I am fucking broke department.
Yes. Now I want IKEA Swedish meatballs. Fuck you. I haven't had lunch.
How have you not eaten lunch?
I forgot.
How do you forget to eat lunch?
ADHD, and I was cleaning the house.
Okay. I'll give you a pass. Yeah.
I regulate. So if you're not ADHD and you don't understand how ADHD people work, I struggle keeping things clean, finding the motivation to do that. But damn, if anyone says, hey, do you want to hang out? We're like, yeah, all right, cool. We'll be over tomorrow at 2:00. I'm like, all right, cool. My brain then goes into, I must make my house look nice mode, and suddenly I have all the motivation of the fucking world, but only for the last 2 hours leading up until they get there. Like, I literally cleaned out an hour before you got here. So.
Oh, forgive me.
You good?
Oh, I'm trying out some new contact lenses, because the ones that I've been wearing ever since I like started wearing contacts when I was like 12 or 13,
yeah,
are getting discontinued. So I have to try a different lens, and these ones are not working well for me.
That's stupid.
They're dry as fuck right now.
Hannah just started wearing contacts. She's probably got some eye drops that she can give you.
Yeah, it's bad. Like, these are nice because they have UV blocking.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, most modern contacts now, that's like a staple thing. The old lenses I had did not do UV blocking, but I always wore sunglasses anyways.
Fair. Do you want some eye drops? I can go grab some real fast.
I can deal with that once we're wrapped up here.
Okay.
Yeah, for those of you that wear contacts, you know just how, like, the strayest little bit of fucking dust versus the eyelash. That is, that's like torture.
That may be my fault.
You want to talk about a new version of torture? Fucking just find something that has contact lenses.
Put an eyelash in there.
Take the top of their eyelid, open that sucker up, and then just shove a bunch of eyelashes under there.
Also, the dust thing may have been my fault because I picked that up. Because these were all, the lighting here was all separate. Like, I have the bulbs on the stands and then the little reflective things. And I brushed it because I thought something was weird. And I went like that and just a bunch of dust came off. I was like, ew.
And no, if you're watching the video feed, I don't have a tick, okay? I do not have Tourette's. I don't have a tick or anything of that nature.
You're going to send me down a whole fucking thing here. So when I was younger...
Because I'm constantly blinking. My face is scrunching on occasion because my fucking eyes are dry.
Dude, when I was like 12 or 13, 14, something like that, I was going to like a therapist or something like that. And my parents saw me go like that and they thought it was like an anxious tick. I don't know if I just didn't voice it to them right, but I told my mother this recently. I was like, no, that wasn't an anxious tick. My eyelashes are motherfuckers and they get stuck together in the corners. So I try to like separate them without touching my eyes all the time. So they put me on anti-anxiety medicine, which granted probably helped anyways, but, and I could use some of that now, actually, that'd be great. But I told her that and she's like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I'm like, it is not your fault. It's not your fault.
You didn't know. And I didn't tell you, so.
I thought I did, but maybe I was not a good
communicator. I will tell you, because you and I both have long-ass eyelashes. And I've talked to girls before, and they're like, I wish I had your eyelashes. I'm like, fucking take them from me. Fucking take them, because I hate it.
Yeah, because at least when they're done at the end of the night, and they've got their fake lashes on, they can just go, doink, doink.
Yeah, I can't take these fuckers off.
Well, you can. It'd just be painful.
Oh, it would hurt like hell. But they are just a nightmare to deal with as a dude, especially because they fucking constantly are falling into my fucking eyeball when I have contacts in, and that's annoying, or when I'm trying to put lenses in. Yeah, they'll like get, they almost like weave themselves together when I'm sleeping, and then I can't open my damn eyes at night. So I, have to like fucking pry my eyes open.
It's the worst.
You can take my fucking long lashes. That's not an open invitation for you to just like break into my house and try and take my lashes. That's not a good idea because castle law. Not a wise decision. I sleep with a dagger under my pillow.
That's not a lie. He's shown me the dagger.
I don't really do that anymore, but I used to do that because I was a paranoid child for a long time.
Oh, dude. Okay, this is completely
separate. But it's still in close proximity. If I needed to grab it quick, I can go and just go right in.
I found a deal online for a really cool pew pew safe.
Oh yeah,
that you can mount on the side of like your bedside table, and it has like a code on it, and the slot goes like chunk, and it's in there for you to grab real fast. I'm like, okay, but that's kind of cool because it's on like the sort of the same strain as the dude who put the freaking shotgun.
Oh yeah, in dispenser the headboard.
In his headboard where he just goes, funk,
yeah,
and it's there. It's the most southern thing I've ever seen. That's fucking amazing.
It's amazing. It's beautiful. It's truly a work of art.
Because someone breaks into your house, and they're like standing in front of your bed, and you're just like, you wake up and you see them, like. They have to be confused. They're like, I'm sorry, please don't.
Yeah, I'm sorry. You don't get a sorry, son.
No. They're just like, okay, bye.
You get 1 second to regret your life choices.
Yep.
And then I'm going to send you to your maker.
I will send you to Jesus. What's his name? It's not, his character is Uncle Roger, but I can't remember the comedian's name. Fucking love that dude.
That's not the same guy.
Is it not?
No.
I will send you to Jesus. Is it not?
No.
Emotional damage.
That's a different guy. That's not Uncle Roger.
I swore it was.
I don't think it is. Could be wrong, but I don't think it is.
Did I do an accidental racism? Fuck. I try so hard not to.
Did I do an accidental cultural appropriation? Listen, cultural appropriation is just a great way to learn about culture.
White people do that all the time, man. Cultural appropriation. Yes. See, it's like, okay, Bible verse dictionary thing. It's just like, see Hispanic restaurants.
It's just like how everybody thinks, oh, Germans have no humor. I mean, really, no, we really don't. That's not our deal. What our deal is making great shit, making really good tools, automobile parts, and we're very fucking strict and diligent.
Yes.
We like shit done on time in schedule. That's how that works.
For the record, what I meant by the Hispanic restaurants thing is it's like a 50-50 shot if you go into a Hispanic restaurant, whether or not it's just some white dude who started it and it's white people back in the back and you're like, oh, this is going to be Hispanic food. But if you walk into a Hispanic restaurant and you see Hispanic people walking around and you hear them talking Spanish, you know it's going to be good food.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be some of the best fucking Mexican Hispanic food that you've ever had in your life.
Yeah.
It'll be so good.
Hey.
You'll never want to go back.
Don't you knock me ranchito.
There's a... I don't really like me ranchito.
What? Ladies and gentlemen, at the end of the episode, I'm about to fight him. I would die.
I don't think you want to...
I would die.
I don't think you want to attempt that.
No, I would die.
I would advise against just that.
Look at me and then look at him. I would die.
I would advise against that heavily. Die. But no, my favorite Mexican joint is Dos de Oros, and I'm sure I'm butchering it. I don't speak
Dos de Oros
Spanish, so
you got it.
I don't speak that shit.
I speak a tiny bit because
I can say hola. I can say hola and baño.
Hola, baño, and dónde está la biblioteca?
That's as far as I can get.
Please tell me you know what that means.
No.
Where's the library?
I would probably actually be the one to ask that question.
That's where, yes, you would. There, now you have a new, if you ever move to a Spanish-speaking country, you can know where the library is. But no, literally most of the time it's like, ¿dónde está el baño? But no.
I don't even say that. I just say, baño.
¿Dónde está la biblioteca? I mean, there's one a few miles up the road.
Baño, or else I'm going to shit on your floor. Like, where is it?
I just want to make sure it's still recording.
Because that one word alone will save your ass.
Baño.
Yeah, just baño. And they will know that you're in trouble.
You've angered it.
I'm sure I did. Red. They will know that you are in serious danger.
Dire need of a toilet. The porcelain throne.
But that place, Dos de Oros, it's literally nothing but just fucking Mexicans running that whole joint. And the food in there is incredible. You can get a fucking platter of tacos, 30 tacos. Like, you're fine.
You spit on me.
I'll make it more. You can get a platter of 30 tacos. You can split them down, or you can split it half chicken, half beef. And it's like $26. 30 tacos, something like that. That's whatever the platter is, or like 25. It's fucking awesome. And they're so good. You get the tacos plus toppings for that whole price. So you can have your tacos for dinner, and then you have tacos for lunch the day after that. Or if you don't want to cook that night, you save them, then you have tacos the next night. It's fucking awesome.
That's fair.
It's great. Anyways, that's our spiel about tacos. You should go get tacos. Don't get Taco Bell, because that's just a sin, and why would you do that to yourself?
Unless you're broke, then we'll give you a pass, because that's the only thing you can afford.
No, I still won't give you a pass for eating Taco Bell.
I will.
I won't. Because I think fast food is fucking gross.
Yeah.
The only time I will eat it is road tripping. That's if it's the only option available.
Yeah.
If I can get something that's slightly above fast food, I always go for that.
Yeah.
If there is a sandwich place anywhere, I will go to the sandwich place before I go to like McDonald's or Wendy's or fucking, I will never touch Taco Bell because I just don't want to have to deal with the aftermath. Because it'll fly through me like it'll come out of me like my ass is a fucking howitzer cannon. I will break porcelain.
If that ever happens, please take a picture because that's fucking hilarious.
It's a complete exaggeration, but I could break the toilet seat out of the sheer violence of the incident.
Slightly levitates above the seat for a second.
Yeah, with my legs crossed, like in a meditation stance. Or in a meditation seating position, and I just float up, and it's just literally just a fucking violent torrent of shit. Just exiting.
Because
I ate Taco Bell, and I thought that was a good idea.
I love how I can tell, like, at the beginning of our episodes tend to start serious, and then it slowly meanders into just
and here's the thing. Literal shit. I don't even care how late it is, or even how inebriated I might be. I will still not eat Taco Bell. Period. Like, I cannot bring myself to do it.
I still need to see you actually inebriated at some point.
Good luck.
For reference, this man has had multiple drinks within like 2 hours in front of us. I'm sitting over here slurring my words. Hannah's over there. Like, she's starting to slur her words, and this man's just sitting here just.
Well, often if I'm over here, I'm over noodling at your digital piano.
That's fair.
Serenading everybody to sleep while I'm like four drinks deep and still completely sober.
Yep.
I wouldn't drive, but I'm still completely coherent.
Yeah. No, he probably could, though. And he's probably still beneath the legal limit. But tipsy driving is still drunk driving.
I just don't chance it.
Yeah. No, don't chance it.
They call me the wise imbiber for a reason. The wise imbiber. I imbibe in alcohol, but I am wise about how I go about it.
What in the goddamn?
All right. Do you sell propane accessories?
I do.
How big of a tank do you have? What's the biggest tank? What's the biggest tank you got?
That's a good question. Bobby. How big of a tank do I got out there? That's one of my favorite voices to do, other than, oh. Fuck you, computer. I knew it was going to wake up at some point. That's a really pretty picture.
Microsoft's back at it again. If you joined us for the last episode, we kept having incidents where his mouse on his desk would wake up the system and Windows login screen.
Yeah.
Makes an appearance.
Where that is? It's not the Cliffs of Moher, is it? No.
Dude, I don't know. They can't even see it.
Beautiful, though.
I don't know where the fuck that is. It's pretty, but I don't know where the fuck that is.
I want to see the Cliffs of Moher at some point. I'm probably butchering that, but whatever. You know what I mean. You know what I mean.
I'm sure they do know what you mean.
If you've made it this far in the episode. If you have made it this far.
If you've made it this far. Thanks for joining us. Yeah. We appreciate it. We hope to see you back again for another episode when I'm back from Colorado because I'm leaving next Friday to go blow shit up for the 4th. So yes. I don't know when this episode is airing, but if it airs around the 4th, happy 4th of July for all of you that are within the continental United States. And or maybe its respective territories if you do celebrate it there. I don't know if you do or not. I don't really care. Do that which you will. But with that being said, I'm Alexander.
I'm Colin.
This has been Bitters, Brews, and Laughs. We thank you all for joining us. See you later. Cheers, everybody.
Cheers.